This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada, this evening. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning. He received a warm welcome at the airport upon his arrival. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, hold several bilateral meetings. He will also exchange views with other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. A report.
The focus areas of the G7 summit this year will include protecting communities and the world, building energy security and accelerating the digital transition and securing the partnerships of the future. India has been regularly invited to the outreach session of the G7 summit in the past few years. New Delhi has always brought the issues of Global South to the fore during its interventions made at the previous G7 summits. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Amid rising tensions in the Middle East, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. The G7 leaders have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. Emphasizing the importance of protecting civilians amid ongoing regional tensions, the grouping also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders reiterated their long-standing position that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged everyone to immediately evacuate Tehran amid rising tensions between Iran and Israel. He, however, did not elaborate. Nearly 10 million people live in the Iranian capital. Trump wrote on Truth Social that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. A White House official said the president's call for Iranians to immediately evacuate Tehran highlights the urgent need for Iran to enter diplomatic talks. Meanwhile, the U.S. president cut short his G7 visit to Canada. Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. Some Indians have been facilitated to leave Iran through the border with Armenia. The embassy is in continuous touch with the community with a view to extending all feasible assistance. Further advisories may be issued given the fluid situation. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has shared multiple helpline numbers for those seeking support. These include a toll-free number 1-800-118-797, as well as three landline numbers 2301-2113, 2301-4104 and 2301-7905. ISD code +9111 must be prefixed to these numbers. A dedicated WhatsApp number +91996829198 has also been made available, along with an email ID. situationroom@mea.gov.in. Gujarat Health Minister Rishikesh Patel has announced that 125 victims of the Ahmedabad plane crash have been identified via DNA test till last night. Of these, 83 mortal remains have already been handed over to the families of the victims. In a social media post, the minister said remaining mortal remains will be released shortly after due process and necessary identification protocols are completed. In Bihar, at least 14 people died in separate incidents of lightning in 8 different districts during the past 24 hours. According to sources, a maximum of 4 fatalities were registered in Buxar district, followed by 3 each in West Champaran and Katihar. The southwest monsoon is likely to reach Bihar in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, in Karnataka, heavy rains that lashed various parts, particularly coastal regions, have claimed 3 lives. Besides damaging houses, disrupting power supply and traffic, the downpour also caused multiple small landslides. And with that, we end this news bulletin.